And the recently merged American Airlines and U.S. Airways just launched the first of several changes the carrier says are designed for its frequent flyers. Bill Zeebel with member station KERA in Dallas reports that what is now the world's largest airline is assuring its best clients they'll keep their perks.
The first thing Fort Worth-based American Airlines wants customers to know is that they can collect and use frequent flyer miles earned on either American or U.S. Airways. Airline consultant Michael Boyd says the airline has learned from more turbulent recent mergers.
When United merged with Continental, there were a lot of glitches there of transferring miles, and it caused some heartburn among passengers.
So American's new president, Scott Kirby, who held the same title at U.S. Air, said in a statement, "Customers get to reap the benefits of the merger and experience perks they value most." Boyd says the move just makes sense.
This calms the herd, if you will, so the frequent flyer knows that I'm not going to have to worry about my club room benefits. So you get that out of the way. Consumer anxiety is what causes consumer dissatisfaction. That's what they're trying to do away with.
Elite customers of both carriers will continue early check-in and boarding and have bags checked at no charge. The company says other changes will take place over the next 18 months or more. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeebel in Dallas.